And what we found that even when we go to farmers' boards, which are easy to get to, and we analyse the waters, we're receiving more clues about what the rocks are under the ground, and also if we're close to gold or nickel or base metal or uranium mineralisation.
How did you choose which agricultural windmills you'd go to?
We pretty much went to all of them. In the area that we're talking about, which is the rangelands, where they have sheep and cattle, they'd have a windmill every 4, 5, or 6 kilometres apart, and that was a pretty good spacing. So that means that we've done an area that's about 800 kilometres wide, and at this stage about 500 kilometres north-south, and that's about 2,500 windmills.
Wouldn't this sort of information already have been available from water that came up with normal drilling?
Not really. When people drill, they tend not to, at this stage, they don't analyse the water, but we're hoping to change that.
How well can this actually pinpoint an ore body, this method?
It doesn't pinpoint an ore body. What it does is it tells you you're in a prospective area. So what we're seeking to do is to give the explorers an additional clue as to where to drill. So if you can imagine you've got an explorer, particularly a smaller explorer, they haven't got a huge amount of money for drilling. They've got an exploration area and one, where's the best place to drill? This is another clue in conjunction with geophysics, in conjunction with other information they have, to say, oh, we'll drill over there because that's the most prospective area.
But were there any surprises? Were you not bringing up water that would show trace elements or trace minerals from areas that were known perhaps for those particular deposits like zinc or uranium or gold?
When we started, we deliberately picked an area that had already been well explored, just so we could test the method, and we found it worked very well. But what we also found is even in well-explored areas, we were finding a few more extra areas that people weren't aware of, areas where the prospective rocks clearly went underneath the basin and we were still seeing the signature of those rocks. So on the basis of that, even in those explored areas, companies have taken up tenements on the basis of our information.
So this information that you would get is available, what, free?
This information is available free. Is already on our website, on the Auscope website. So we've done all of the northern Yilgarn Craton. We're now doing the area between Meekatharra and Newman, and that information will be available in about a year's time.
There are many, many methods that are being looked at to reduce drilling costs. How genuine do you think this is as a method of doing that very thing?
I think it's very genuine, and it's already been used in that way. As I said, companies are already using this information to pick areas to drill and to take up tenements. So it's giving an additional clue. It's telling you you're in an area where the rocks are right and it looks like you're near an ore body. Whether that ore body is economic is another thing altogether, and that's what the drilling will tell them. So we see it very much as pre-drilling, as where it really value adds to the explorer.